Today we're going to learn Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph of Maseches Moed Katan. The Gemara was in the middle of discussing the concept of the Gadol Habayis, that if you have someone who's clearly the leader of the family that already starts sitting Shiva, and then another member of the family joins in the middle of a Shiva, so he counts his Shiva together with the Gadol Habayis instead of beginning from a count of day one. So we are holding the last two words in Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis, Ibayilahu. They raise the following Shaila in the Beis Medrash. Halach Gadol Habayis LeBeis HaKvaros. So let's say the Gadol Habayis accompanied the body all the way to the cemetery to bury him and stayed there for 3 days, stayed in the area of the cemetery for 3 days. So Mahu, what's the halacha? Does he count on his own from the time of the Stimas HaGolel? I mean, the Stimas HaGolel, which is when the Avelus begins, was a day or two after the Avelus began for all the people back home, because the people back home begin their Avelus as soon as they send away the coffin. He only begins his Avelus at what's called the Stimas HaGolel, which is machlokas what it means exactly, but let's say it means when the burial is done, or when the dirt is thrown on top of the coffin. So what's the din? Does he count for himself from the time that the Stimas HaGolel actually happened? Or does he go back to count with the rest of the Avelim? Because since he was involved in the mace the whole time, so when everyone else heard about the Misa, he also heard about the Misa. So it's considered like he's together with the rest of the Avelim. Tashma, the Gemara says, let's bring a Raya. Even if the Gadol Habayis goes to the Beis HaKvaros, he still counts together with everybody else. Mana Imahen, wait a second, does he really say he counts with everybody else? V'atanyu have a Braisa, Mana Liatzmo. The Braisa says he counts for himself on his own count, not with everyone else. It says Marlo Kasha, Hadda asa begol tlasa, hadda lo asa begol tlasa. Rabbi Yochanan, who said that he counts together with them, is talking about when he comes back within 3 days. He doesn't count with them if he does not come back within 3 days. Ki hadda amr lehu rav le b'nei hatzalfoni, just like Rav told the people of Tzalfoni, da asa begol tlasa, if they avail him, come back within 3 days, limnu bahadaychu, then he should count together with you. Da asa begol tlasa, if he doesn't come back within 3 days, limnu l'nefshayu, then he counts by himself. So main point number one, if a God Gadol Habayis goes to the burial, if he returns within 3 days, he counts along with the other Avelim. If he doesn't return within 3 days, he counts his Shiva starting from the Stimas HaGolel. Good, so now the Gemara is going to bring what Rav says about when the Avelus actually begins. Amalu Rav b'nei Mechuzah. Rav told the b'nei Mechuzah, the people of Mechuzah, who when they would bring a body from burial in Eretz Yisrael, so not everyone would go all the way to Eretz Yisrael. Some of them would walk the body part of the way. So he says, itun dolo az lisu basar arsa. You guys who don't follow the coffin all the way, from the time you turn your face away from the outside gates of the city, that's and you go back home, then you should start counting your avelus. Meaning, if the burial is going to, and this is nogeil lemais, this happens all the time, you drop off a body at the airport, they're flying the body to Israel, when do the people who are not going with the body start the Shiva? Not when the body is buried, as soon as they turn away and the body is now out of their hands and is being taken the rest of the way. So this is main point number two. When the body is being sent for burial somewhere else, as soon as you turn back to go home, as soon as the Avelim turn back to go home, that's when their Avelus begins. Now the Braisa had said on Chaf Aleph on Beis, Rabbi Shimon Omer Afilu Baba Yom Hashvi'i Mimakom Karav Moni Imahen. Even if on day 7 an Avel joins in with the rest of the family from a close place, he counts together with them. So the Gemara explains, when is this talking about? Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Gamda, Amar Rabbi Yossi Ben Shaul, Amar Rabbi Vuhu Shebo Motza Menachemin Etzlo. This din is only in a situation where the Avel comes there in the morning of day 7, where there are still people being Menachim the Avelim, so the Avelim are still observing laws of mourning. But if you ever notice in a Shiva house, they already get up in the morning of day 7. So by the afternoon of day 7, no one's observing Avelus anymore. If he first joins in with them in the middle of the day and they're already done with their Avelus, then he cannot join together with them. He's going to have to start counting his new Shiva. Boy Ravanan. Ravanan raised the question, Nina'aru lamod, if the Menachemim already started to move a little bit to show that they're ready to get going. They're looking at their watch and it looks like they're about to get going. V'lo amdu, but they didn't actually get up yet. Mahu, what's the din then? Is that considered that he's allowed to join in with them still? Or if a new Avel shows up now? Is he allowed to join in with them, or is it too late? Teku, the Gemara leaves that unresolved. So next main point, I guess, will be that even if an Avel is allowed to join with the rest of the family on day 7, that's only if they're still observing laws of Shiva. Good. So the Gemara tells us, Gemiri Chavrid Rabbi Abba, the friend of Rabbi Abba learned, May Rabbi Abba, from Rabbi Abba, Umanu, and who is the friend of Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Zeira, Varmila, Chavrid Rabbi Zeira, May Rabbi Zeira, Umanu, Rabbi Abba, and some say, no, it was the friend of Rabbi Zeira that learned from Rabbi Zeira, and who's that? That's Rabbi Abba. That Rami Rabbi Chibar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, Halach Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Betrefos, Valach Rabbi Shimon, Be'evel. That we pass like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel when it comes to Halachas of Trefos, which we'll explain later what that means, and Halachas like Rabbi Shimon when it comes to an Avel. We quoted Rabbi Shimon earlier that if an Avel comes from a close place, even if he comes on day 7, he can count together with the rest of the Avelim. So we're saying that is in fact how we paskin. Rabbi Shimon be'evel hada'amin. So we know what Rabbi Shimon be'evel is talking about. It's talking about that halacha that we were just referring to, that he can count with the rest of them. But what's this other halacha? Rabbi Shimon gamliel betrefos. What is the halacha that we paskin on Rabbi Shimon gamliel betrefos? Titania, we learned in a brisa in a tosefta. B'nei me'ayim shenikvu, if the intestines of an animal are punctured, v'lechos osamtan, and there's some mucus that closes up the puncture, k'sheira, it's considered to be kosher, it's not considered to be a trefa. Divrei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds. My lecha, what type of lecha, what type of mucus would it have to be? Amrav kana shirka d'me'aya, it's the kind of lecha that's found in the intestines. D'nafik agav duchka, that only comes out when you apply pressure with a knife. So if that's the kind of lecha that puncture that fills in the puncture, fills in the hole, that's not considered to be a trefa. Amr Manduhu, one of the Talmidim said, Iski va'asik, I should be zocha to go to Eretz Yisrael, va'agmar l'shmaitim yupume demare, and I should be able to hear this straight from the horse's mouth, I should be able to hear it straight from Rabbi Abreid Rabbi Chia Baraba. Ki salik, so when that Talmud went to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkel Rabbi Abreid Rabbi Chia Baraba, he actually found, he tracked down Rabbi Abreid Rabbi Chia Baraba, Amrlei, and he said, Amr Mara lach Rabbi Shimon Gamliel b'trefos, did you really say that we pass on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel with trefos, Amrlei? Ana ein halacha amri. He said, no. I said the opposite. I said the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel betrefos. Then he asked him, Rabbi Shimon be'evel mai? Did you paskin like Rabbi Shimon when it comes to avelus, that the guy who's coming from a close place is allowed to join with the rest of the avelim on the 7th day? Amalei. So he said back to him, Plutaninu, that's a machlokas amarayim. The itmar of chistamar halacha, v'chein amar b'yochna halacha, Rav Nachman amarayin halacha. That it's machlokas amarayim. Some say yes, some say no. Ve'ein halach Rav Shimon Gamliel betrefos, v'alach Rav Shimon be'evel, damar shema halach k'divrei Meikel be'evel. But at the end of the day, we don't paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel when it comes to the trefos issue, but we do paskin like Rav Shimon when it comes to the avelus issue, because we always go with the more lenient opinion when it comes to avelus. So the next main point, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that a mucus-filled hole in the intestines does not make the animal a trefa, and we don't paskin that way. Rabbi Shimon holds that an avel who joins in on the 7th day can count with everybody else, and we do paskin that way because halacha kedivrei mekel ba'avel. That's a concept that keeps coming up. Halacha kedivrei mekel ba'avel, that we always follow the lenient opinion when it comes to avelus. So now we're going to talk about kavura a little bit, about burial. Someone dies and you leave him unburied overnight. It's a violation of halos haseh min haTorah. It's also a violation of mitzvah haseh min haTorah. So the Brice is going to explain that there are certain dead bodies that you need to really bury them quickly, and others that you don't have to be so quick to bury them. You're allowed to delay a little bit. So the Gemara tells us, al mesum kulon, most dead bodies, all the other relatives except for your father and mother, the quicker you get the burial done, the better it is, because it's not the derech to be misabel and other krovim and to say hespedim for such a long time. It's a greater kavod for them just to get them buried right away. But alaviv alimo, when it comes to burying a mother and a father, where you want to say proper hespedim and you want to give proper kavod, you want to make sure everyone can make it to the levaya, hareza maguna, then it's not so nice to just do a rush job to get them buried. You want to make sure it's a proper levaya. But if it's Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif, or there's rain coming down on the body and is disgracing the body, then I raise a meshubach. Then it's better to bury them right away. Because then burying them right away is the kavod of the parent. So next main point, in most situations, better to bury right away, but in order to ensure proper hesped for parents, one can delay the kvura as long as it's not there's no disgrace to the body. So the Gemara is now going to talk about the halachos of Avelus. Now, Avel, during the 7 days of Avelus, is not allowed to do malacha. He's not allowed to be involved in business. But something that's a davar aved, that it's going to be a lost opportunity, he's allowed to have other people do for him. So now we're going to distinguish between Avelus of other relatives and Avelus over a parent. Al kol ha'meisim kulan, for all other dead bodies, ratza m'mayit pisko, ratza eino m'mayit. For all of the dead bodies, for all other relatives that die, if you want, you can minimize, even by a davra aved, even by something that's going to be a lost opportunity, you can minimize your business. And if you don't want, you don't have to. Alav valimo mimait. But when it comes to father and mother, then you need to minimize the amount of business you do, even when it comes to a davra aved, and even though you're having someone else do it for you. So the last main point, for other relatives, you have the option of minimizing your business on a davra aved. For avimo, you must minimize your business for a davra aved. And davra aved is when there's a lost opportunity, you're going to lose out, you're not going to be able to do it if you don't do it right now. Okay, we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem will pick up on the top of Chav Beis Amid Beis next time.